This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, what do you say? We check in with my good friend, Seth Vanover. Seth has been hammering the crappie at Lake of the Pines and Lake Fork. Let's pick up some tips, some crappie catching tips from Mr. Seth. Seth, thank you for being here, bud.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
Always glad to have you. I know you have been on a fishing marathon, and you're just a little bit tired, but boy, do you have some fishing information that can help people catch fish. Let's start with crappie at Lake of the Pines. Now, I saw the picture of what appeared to be some barn door, a bunch of barn door crappie that your clients caught here, I guess, yesterday, right?
Yeah, it's the size is just, yeah, I don't know. We were just thumping those big crappie yesterday. It's getting that time of year where the jig bite is phenomenal. It's a good time to teach some folks. That's what I basically did all day yesterday. I had two trips and just teaching people how to work a crappie jig. It's kind of tough in the wind, but when they finally got it, man, it was slab slinging time.
Well, I know I fish with you enough, Seth, to know that a lot of people fish jigs vertically down in the wintertime. That's the standard way of doing it, I guess you'd say. But, you know, I fished with you, and you've kind of taught me what I know about casting light jigs with, you know, spinning tackle that you can really feel them with and letting those jigs fall through the limbs and you know, really getting in tune with that little jig. What size jig are you using now?
Yesterday, it was windy. I had to slow everybody down. We were using a 16-ounce head.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when it's as windy as it was, an 8-ounce works better. But you also get hung up a lot more with an 8-ounce. So I stuck with the 16-ounce. And you're right, it was a cast and retrieve method. And, man, it was lights out. Once they figured out how to do it and what a fight looks like and felt like, it was game on.
And that's the trick, or it always has been for me, because I don't fish for crappie with jigs very much. You know, I just don't. It's not something I do 4 or 5 times a month. And when I do get with you, it's a little bit of a relearning curve each time where I have to get the feel of it. But you know, you put it to me in a good way for a person to savvy it, I think. You said, just picture that jig down there and picture all those limbs on that whatever structure. If you're going to be catching crappie, well, you're probably around some structure, you know. But just picture that jig when you pull it, when you crank that reel handle and pull that rod tip up a little bit, that jig will get up on a limb and it'll fall. And then that's often when that crappie sucks it in when it's falling. So, you know, the initial bite may not be a real strong pull. It may just be the jig might just stop for an instant. Pretty good way to describe it, you know?
When you pull it off that limb, your line should start going tight from the jig falling. And it just doesn't. It stays flat.
Yeah.
You know that jig ain't on the bottom. Well, there's
right.
Your bite.
There's your bite. Yep, it can be described in words, but the only way to get it, you know, is to feel it and be there and do it. So, well, I'm sure you were fishing maybe some of your brush piles or heavy cover, right?
We're fishing real heavy cover, the brush mm-hmm. piles, and I'm standing shoulder to shoulder with these folks, and I'll say, there's a bite, and they'll set the hook like, how did you know? That's what I'm trying to get you to see is, you know, sometimes you'll see the line twitch
mm-hmm.
now, and there's your bite, or the line just stays slack. I'll stand shoulder to shoulder with you and show you the fine points of it. This is fine points of it right now.
You bet. Folks, I'll tell you this. I, as a lifelong fisherman and an outdoor rider for the past almost 30 years, I have fished with a lot of people fishing for a lot of different species, from saltwater to you name it. And Seth, you can put your earmuffs on right now. You don't have to hear this, but Seth Vanover is as good a finesse fisherman as I've ever fished with, and that's a fact. I guess some people have a knack for it, but it practice makes perfect, as the old saying goes, Seth. And you get a lot of practice, don't you?
I do, and I've had some old guys teaching me. There's some guys out there that are just, they're sticks. They know how to do it, and I've watched and learned from them. But like you said, it's a knack too. It didn't take me long to pick it up, but it's you just got to have it taught to you. And I've had people teach me, and I love teaching other people how to do it.
I've got a nephew that's a good crappie fisherman, Billy. You know Billy.
Billy's a stick.
Yes, he's retired from guiding, has been a few years now. But he was trying to teach me years ago, and Billy's probably, he's four or five years younger than I am. But he was teaching me how to fillet a fish rib in with a standard old fillet knife, not an electric knife. And he can rip through a crappie in a heartbeat with just a regular knife, you know. And I could not get it. I'm used to cutting through a fillet in any fish, cutting through the rib cage, you know, leaving the ribs on the fillet. He actually grabbed my hand, and that's the only way I learned how to do it, to cut around leave the ribs on the skeleton part of the fish. Then all you remove is meat. But, yeah, having somebody teach you whatever it takes to learn it one time, then you got it. What depth, Seth, are you catching most of the crappie? They're probably out of the real shallow stuff and stacking up by now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're done on the spawn. We were up on the north end of the lake yesterday on some brush piles, and there was one particular brush pile we were fishing. And it's in 14 to 16 foot of water, and almost every fish we caught off that pile, which was a bunch, all of them were just about jet black. They had just come off the spawning grounds.
So that's an indication, if they're real dark, right, that they
got a suntan. Mm-hmm. You see those crappie that are real black?
Yep.
They've been up shallow, and the sun it suntanned them.
These
fish were out 14 foot. They just got there.
Same as bass, you know, largemouth bass. When you see the real light one, light colored one, same thing.
Right.
Well, jigs right now. Any color now for people? Now we're talking about Lake of the Pines, but Lake Fork is also headquarters for you too. You've told me that you're doing about the same thing on Fork. How about jig colors? Do you want to just vary them day to day?
In May, I use one specific color and one only, and it is a white chartreuse, a white body and a chartreuse tail, any kind of white and chartreuse combination, and that's only for the month of May. And then after that, I got to start experimenting with colors when it starts getting into June, July. But May is my go-to month for white and chartreuse.
Okay, that makes it simple for everybody. Get you some white and chartreuse, 1/16 ounce jigs. Now, line size that you're using on the spinning rigs?
Bass Pro 6-pound test. Mm-hmm. I don't use any other kind of line. My best luck has come with a BPS line, and that's it. 6-pound test on a light. You know, I got a 6-foot spinning rod, and that's it. And it's finesse time.
You're on it then. I implied that it was about the same techniques and all at Fork. And is that pretty much a fact? Any difference on when you're fishing Lake Fork compared to Lake of the Pines on the crappie, Seth?
No.
Same deal.
I'm a pitch and wind kind of guy with the jig heads, and it I'll outfish you. You can do vertical and you'll catch some, but if I'm pitching to cover this time of year, I'm gonna outfish you about 10-15 fish to one.
Well, it makes sense. You're covering 10-15 times more water, aren't you?
And they're chasing. They're mm-hmm. in a chasing mood.
Uh-huh.
Now, you get near a brush pile and you got a jig coming through there with a crappie niblet on it versus one just standing still, they're going to come after that one that's moving.
Right. That's something else that, folks, you might take away from our visit with Seth is the crappie niblets. And I've seen this happen time and time again. A jig with a crappie niblet compared to one without it, there's no comparison in the catch ratio, is it?
No, I mean, to me, this is how I tell my clients, jig fishing without a crappie niblet is like minnow fishing without a minnow. you got to have it.
Kind of at a disadvantage, aren't you, bud? Yeah.
Yes, you are.
So make sure and put those, get you some a jar of the niblets, crappie niblets. Seth, that's some good tips, buddy. I enjoy having you. A lot of people around Lake Fork and, well, all over East Texas know you and fished with you. You've been guiding for a number of years now. So a good way to connect with you is on Facebook, Lake Fork Cat and Crappie. You know, you can like the Lake Fork Cat and Crappie, folks. Or that's the website, too, isn't it, Seth?
Yes, sir. That's the website. And search that name on Facebook, like the page, and you can see all what we've been doing here lately.
How about leaving a number, Seth, for folks that might want to give you a buzz and learn more about catching crappie or our bass at Fork and catfish, too? How do they reach you?
You bet. It's 903-736-4557.
Seth, we'll get you back soon again in the very near future, and thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, Luke.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of Catfish Bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my catfish bubblegum, no stink catfish bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com, or you can Google catfish bubblegum.
Hi, folks. If you're looking for an almost new used car, I want to invite you to go to Big 3 Auto Group in Siegelville, Texas. Now, Big 3 Auto Group is located at 2200 North Highway 175, and trust me, it's worth the drive. You can go online and check out their website, Big3AutoGroupTX.com, and Big 3, use the numeral 3, Big3AutoGroupTX.com, or just give a call, 972-287-1744.